How's everything going so far for you?
Doing pretty good, man. I'm adapting pretty well. I like it out here, man. I think it's better than Virginia to me, and I like where things are going, especially on the defense side of the ball. The investments they made to help, you know, build this defense up, I like where it's going.
What was that like for you to be a part of that big experience?
I guess it was just business as usual for me, man. Every team at the end of every offseason has goals that they have in mind. And obviously, this team was to build up that defense just so they can get better caliber football they have been used to for winning those past two Super Bowls, you know, a few years back.
What was your sense of this team and this franchise from the other side? You know, you played against them for a bunch of years.
I thought they were always good, man. The Giants, when I played with the Redskins, they gave us problems every year. I mean, I think twice on Thursday Night Football when I was on the Redskins, we lost bad to the Giants. So always had a good offense. Defense has been good at times. And I think they've always had fits matchup-wise. They've always had good running backs, good receivers, and obviously a good quarterback.
Do you so many of the guys are new. Mm-hmm. You're new, and it's like sometimes you come into an established situation. It's not like that here, is it? There's three or four or five guys who are all new. Is that helpful in a way?
Yes and no, just because since it's the same defensive coordinator, the same defensive coaches, it's kind of like they're picking up after where they left off from last year. So I kind of got to keep rolling fast and just trying to pick the defense as I go. And every day, got to learn something new. But as far as there being new guys in the group, I think we're all professionals here. You know, nobody's really that young. So we've all had 4 or 5 years on our belt. So that helps us as far as getting acclimated faster to a new team because we know what it takes to get to the level that we want to get to.
Is middle linebacker with this team any different than with Washington?
Yes and no. They've got me playing multiple positions right now. I've been playing weak side linebacker and middle. So I'm learning two positions, which for me is natural because for Washington the last 4 years, I played Mike in the 3-4 and I played the Will in the nickel defense. So I've done both, and so I'm very flexible in that way. And it's different a little bit just because 3-4 is different fundamentals, different technique. And a 4-3, it's, you know, what you see is what you get. 3-4, you know, the key behind 3-4 is never knowing where you're going to send the extra guy from. So it's a little different there. But as far as football, it's all football. I mean, it's all make a play and show up on Sunday.
One of the problems this team had was covering people out of the back. Can you do that?
I believe I can. I mean, I believe I pride myself on being a well-rounded athlete and a football player. I've always tried to make sure every area of the game I can contribute and help the team. So I make sure that offseason I focus on every individual area as far as coverage, as far as run stopping, as far as being able to run and be athletic. So I think I can help the team in that aspect.
Are you as healthy as you've ever been now?
I mean, yeah, I feel pretty good, man. Coming off last season, I wasn't as healthy as I wanted to be, a little bit banged up, but transitioning this few months I've had, I feel pretty good, and we'll get to test it out come training camp. We put the pads on.
Have you ever been in a situation like this? There's 10 linebackers have all been in the NFL. You know, like you said, there's not a lot of kids. You know, a couple. You know, there's a lot of veteran linebackers who played in the league.
I think my last 2 years at Washington, we brought a lot of vets in, and we've had guys that, you know, played 6-7 years before I got in the league. So I think I've been in that situation before, and it's good because competition brings out the best in everybody and just really builds depth in linebacker position. So if someone goes down, there's no drop off.
That's a linebacker. What's it like? You look at the front four that you guys have, and how good is that for a linebacker?
I like it. You know, personally looking at down at guys in front of you that know that they're going to do their job and they're going to do it very well. So for us, it's like really everyone plays like, let's get the scraps because it might not be nothing for less for us. We might, JPP, OB, hanging, they might get the ball carry for TF on the back before you can get there. So for us, it's just trying to clean up the scraps and hopefully fit where we're needed and try to make big plays in the backfield. That's why they brought those guys in, just to be able to make plays on that side of the ball.
Have you been about 50-50, Mike and Will?
Yes and no. I mean, when I first got here, they told me I was going to play Mike, and then we started putting helmets on, doing OTAs, and having me doing a little bit of wheel work. And as far as nickel package goes, I was always playing the weak side, so that's the same for me. But now they're trying to transition me more to Mike and just knowing all the positions. That way I can help the team, you know, as much as I can.
Are you familiar enough to start making calls on defense?
Yeah, I did a little bit today. Basically, from my background and my being in the league 4 years as a Mike, I kind of expect to be able to do that and do it well and be able to take control, take command of the huddle. And so even though I haven't done it up till today, it comes very natural for me.
What's this adjustment period been like for you coming to a new team?
It hasn't been that bad, actually. It's been pretty good. I mean, I'm going on year five, so I kind of know the game. I kind of know how to be a professional, how to come into an organization, just do my part, and how to learn and pick up the playbook. So for me, it hasn't been that bad at all. I mean, NFC East competition is still very high. I still know a lot of these guys that I'm now teammates with, so it's very familiar for me and very familiar with the program just because I played them, you know, 8 times in 4 years. So
why do you like here better than Virginia?
I don't know, man. I didn't know much about New Jersey, New York until I got out here because I played here, but that was only 4 times we played here. So I didn't really have a feel for all I heard about, you know, what people say in the media or people say traveling-wise and tours like that. So I didn't know what to expect. But when I got out here, I kind of loved it. It was very fast-paced. Everybody's always in a rush, always in a hurry. But as far as things to do, places to eat, bring my family out here, I love it because it's very family-friendly. There's a lot of stuff to do so we don't get bored. In Virginia, you get to drive 30 minutes, the closest thing to do something for your family, go to Maryland or go to D.C. So I hear it's something everywhere.
So you weren't ripping the organization, you were just saying that it's better.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the area, not the organization, I'm talking about the area. Ashburn, Virginia, and New Jersey out here is night and day. Yeah.
He's ripping the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Coach McAdoo is sort of touched on a little bit of the history of the Giants. You play a position where there's been some pretty rich history. Do you ever think about that, living up to some of the big linebackers?
I do. It was funny, Sunday night or Monday night, I was flying back here from Austin. That's where I live in all season. And I was on the plane, and I happened to turn on NFL Films, the way they do the stories from players and coaches. And I had a choice between Tom Coughlin and Michael Strahan. I actually watched Tom Coughlin just because I wanted to know where Coach McAdoo got all, you know, his philosophies from. That's basically night. It's almost the same. I mean, he keeps the 5 minute clock thing. He keeps attention detail and practice there, make sure every minute, every second accounted for. And so I watched Tom Coughlin and watched how he approached the game just to kind of feel where, you know, how I will be expected to act in this organization. It was kind of good for me, kind of a little good history lesson. And next time when I get a chance, I'll watch Michael Strahan.